Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 5. God's Intention with Job, A Good Man Becoming a God Man. Wednesday Related Verses. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also the holy thing which is born will be called the Son of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 28. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. John chapter 1, verses 14 and 18. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Verse 18. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. Luke chapter 1, verses 31 and 32. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of David his father. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Suggested reading. We use attributes in relation to God and virtues in relation to man. The Lord Jesus possesses both the divine nature with its divine attributes and the human nature with its human virtues. Because the Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit with the divine essence, he possesses the divine nature with the divine attributes. Because he was born of a human virgin with the human essence, he possesses the human virtues. Therefore, while he was on earth, he lived a life that was both human and divine. He lived a human life, but in that life, the divine attributes were expressed. In the Lord Jesus, man and God, God and man, are mingled to form a composition full of the divine attributes and the human virtues. In his incarnation, Christ, the very God, was conceived of God to have the divine attributes, and he was born of mankind to have the human virtues. In Christ, the divine attributes and the human virtues are one, that is, mingled together as one. Therefore, he lived a life on earth with the attributes of God expressed in the virtues of man. Today, the Christ who lives in us is still the one who possesses the human virtues strengthened and enriched by the divine attributes. The Christ who is being dispensed into us is a composition of the divine nature with its divine attributes and the human nature with its human virtues. While he was on earth, he lived a life that was a composition of these two. From the time of his resurrection, he has been seeking to live in the believers the kind of life he lived on earth. This means that within us today, Christ is still living a life that is a composition of the divine nature with its divine attributes and the human nature with its human virtues. If we see this, we shall say with Paul, "It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me." In the man-savior is God-man living. Man's virtues became a shell, an image, to express God's attributes, so that God may be expressed in man's living. From this, we see that our human virtues, our love, brightness, holiness, and righteousness, are just a shell, the image created by God. If we see this, we shall have the answer to the question concerning why it was necessary for the Lord Jesus to live on earth for 33.5 years before he died to accomplish redemption. If he had lived on earth only a short time, there would have been only a momentary expression of the divine attributes in his living. The man Savior lived a full human life for 33.5 years. During those years, he was proved to be without defect or imperfection. He did not fail in any way. His virtues were an image for an expression of God's attributes. Therefore, God was expressed in his living. The Lord's God-man living constituted a prototype to his believers. This prototype is for the mass production, the reproduction of the God-man in the believers. In a factory, a great deal of time may be spent to produce a prototype, which is then used for mass production. In a similar way, the man Savior's God-man living constituted him a prototype so that he may now be reproduced in us.